Well, first of all, I welcome that the Minister, Robert Roy, has now stated that the local authorities and Irish public body insurance will be covering the cost of insurance for the tidy towns. We know the great work that they do and everything like that. And as I say, their bills can go on anything from 1,500 up to 7,000. It all depends on the size of the village or the town that they're tied into. So I welcome that fact. But I'm looking now for the Minister to go one step further. And that's to include playgrounds in that. Playgrounds like the likes of Colooney, Ballisadare, Ballygawley, Drummore West, areas outside Sligo town that isn't covered by the local authorities. It's something that I've raised in the Chamber now on a number of occasions, and I think now we have the opportunity to include this in it. Because at the end of the day, there should be no more than the tidy towns. We're going back to the same people looking for money to pay for the insurance on these for our playgrounds, even for our tidy towns, for buying pickers or buying materials and that. I know we get a level of funding from the local authorities, but the insurance is the major thing that has a setback on any groups that I'm talking to that's involved in playgrounds. I know in Colooney itself, the insurance is up on €3,000. So that's a lot of money that you have to raise separate from running the cost of cutting your grass and everything else. A playground can cost anything from 15 to 20,000 to run a year. And that's a lot of money to go back and try and raise every year inside in the community. So as I says, I'm hoping the Minister will stretch it out and look now to include playgrounds in this new venture where he is the tidy towns also in.
And up until this point, how come playgrounds aren't included in this if they are a public amenity?
Well, they're a public amenity, but it's not the local authorities that provide them. Like I've worked on the one in Ballintore and the one in Colooney, and at that time, there's been the size of Colooney, you'd automatically think when we did approach the council about putting in a playground, this is that it wasn't under their remit to put in a playground. So we had to go and raise the money ourselves and get funding through LEADER to get it there. So we have a playground there now. As I said, it's there for the use of the general public, but it's also a great amenity for your town and village because it's open to everyone coming in for visitors and everything else. And it's a focal point for the centre of a town or a village. And as I says, the way we look at it now, which means we can't be going and asking the same people every time for money, where you're asking the local people to keep your playground or like that open. And I think here we have an opportunity. As I says, people are paying the local property tax, and people are asking me, well, what does that not go through our playgrounds? Well, it doesn't go through the playgrounds out in the rural areas anyways. So what we need here is we need the Minister to have a look at this as well and look at the groups and the volunteers that are out there looking after and running their playgrounds as well and to open it up and include them in it. And I think that this is the perfect opportunity now to do that.